Good morning, prayer warriors. Hey, Mark here. Just so glad to be with you here for a couple of minutes. And hey, let's just open up this morning and in just a word of prayer. And dear Lord, we just call upon you. We just ask of you, just as we praise your name and give thanks for all that you do, that we ask that you guide us today and the days to come. Lift up our hearts in times of weakness. Strengthen us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. Hey, hope it's been a great week for you. And, you know, just it's amazing what doors God opens when we read his word and when we pray. God's word and prayer, they're just like peanut butter and jelly. Absolutely nothing can go better than that. It's, what did the Cowboys sing? Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. But anyway, hey, we're gonna study about this amazing man of God for the next couple of weeks, and about the prayers that he calls out, the prayers to God. And really, we're going to open up in 1 Kings chapter 17:1. That's 1 Kings chapter 17:1. Old Testament, and sometimes we don't read enough of the Old Testament. However, there's some huge lessons learned in the Old Testament. And so today we're going to be taking a look at a guy. His name's Elijah, prophet of God. And you know what Elijah means? My God is Lord. My God is Lord. How'd you like to name a kid that? And so we're going to take a look at a brief coverage of chapter 17, 18, and 19. And it's really about good versus evil. It's about prayer versus idol worship and more evil. And so we're going to really kind of take a look at that and jump into that for a couple of minutes and set the scene. This is probably, because it mentions Ahab. Ahab is the king at that time. Northern kingdom, remember the 12 tribes come together. They've got Jordan and they've got all of Israel there, the east of the Jordan and west of the Jordan. 2.5 tribes are east of the Jordan. And then they've split up. We've got the northern kingdom where Ahab is and where Elijah is. And then we've got the southern kingdom that we're not going to be talking about a whole lot today. But the northern kingdom is where Elijah is doing all of these amazing things for God. And Ahab has a wife. And I'm sure you know who she is, Jezebel, the epitome of evil. And Ahab's kind of stuck there in the middle. He's got one foot in the hey, I love God camp. And then, you know, his other foot stuck there in the Jezebel camp, the evil, the worship of Baal. Just absolutely crazy. And the evil that you can sense as you read this story. And it really starts out, and it's interesting that here in 17:1, it jumps right into it. Generally, in Old Testament history and the way they wrote it, there's a long lineage. It goes into the background, you know, who begat who. And in this case, it jumps right into it right there in 17:1 and just starts off. And Elijah, the Tishbite. Holy cow, it doesn't talk about his lineage. And so he's from that area, kind of up in the northern Israel, the Jordanian border, and over on the east side of the Jordan. All of that area, you know, we had Manasseh and Gad up kind of in that, those two tribes up in that area. But it starts about him, and he's confronting Ahab, the king, who's kind of an off with your head kind of guy, but he's suddenly saying, you know, hey, as Israel, you know, is here, there shall not be any rain. You're going to have a drought, dude. And Ahab's kind of going, oh, yeah. And because Ahab and the northern kingdom and Jezebel, evil, evil, evil. And they'd split off from the southern tribes. So all he does is make this big pronouncement. God says, hey, Elijah, you're done with that. What I want you to do is go back over to the Brook Cherith, which is probably back on the other side of the Jordan River, on the eastern side, but in that same general area of the Jordan River. And so suddenly we're in this drought. There's not a whole lot of food. He's off by his lonesome back in there. But the ravens, the carrion birds, are bringing him food every day. So that's a huge faith in God that God provides, right? God provides in all that we do. And then the brook dries up, and God says, hey, I want you to go up into kind of the Sidon area, S-I-D-O-N. That's up in southern Lebanon, where it is currently. So Elijah, faithful to God, goes up there, and God says, hey, you're going to meet a widow. And, hey, she'll provide for you. And so he goes up in there, this man of faith, and he goes up in that area, runs across this widow, and the widow is out gathering sticks. And he says, hey, you know, go cook some food for us. She says, we have none, because you're in the middle of that drought. So as a result of that, no ag is growing, therefore nothing to feed the cattle. They're all dying. There's not a lot of water. And listen to what this woman says. She said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour and a little oil in a jar, and I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare that, you know, that little bit of oil and flour for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. She was at the end of her rope, so you can imagine this woman, emaciated, thin, her child, underweight, undernourished, and here comes this guy and says, hey, can you go in and cook for me? And what's Elijah's response? Is God provides. And so she did, and that oil jar and that flour jar was never empty again. And it's kind of like our hearts. Once we start filling it with God, we don't need to have it filled. God will continually fill those jars and continually fill our hearts. But anyway, so Elijah eats, and so we're coming up on a very key point in his story, because suddenly the son takes ill and dies. We skip down there to 17:17, and it says, and his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. He's dead. He died. And the woman comes to him and says, hey, dude, you caused this. Oh, man of God, you have caused this. And Elijah, the man of great faith, picks him up, takes him away, and he prays, and he cries out to God, and he says, oh, Lord, my God, have you also brought tragedy on the widow with whom I lodge by killing her son? And then he stretched himself out along with this child and said three times, O Lord my God, I pray let this child's soul come back to him. O Lord my God, I pray let this child's soul come back to him. Oh, Lord, my God, let this child's soul come back to him. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. Elijah was lifting up in crying and praying over this child, this man of God, of great faith. The Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he was revived. And he took him downstairs. What a joyful picture. So here's this great man of God. And then what we're going to be taking a look at is Elijah then turns and he goes up to this mountaintop against Ahab. And you see this huge group of 450 of prophets and another 400. And they're up there and they're talking about God. And there's this huge fire. But those who don't believe in God, their religion failed. Their faith in Baal failed. But God came down and struck that pile of wet wood in front of Elijah, and it burned up, that burnt offering. And that's great faith, because he had called out to God. And then he, at the same time, while he's doing this, he says, The fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifices, and Ahab and all these people are watching, so that's a great thing. And he calls out this prayer, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and I have done these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Are these huge prayers or not? These should be our prayers, to call out for our children, call out for miracles, amazing things, because when we do, in our families, in our own lives, in our communities, in our church, when we call out for these things, praising God and praying to God, things happen. Big things happen. And what I want to do is we're going to talk about this a little bit next week as well, calling out to God. And if you want to come to a quick prayer meeting or get involved in prayer every Wednesday night here at 7 p.m., come on by Lighthouse. And if you need prayer, give us a call. We are here to help, to call out to God, to be lifted up. Thank you so much, Prayer Warriors. We'll see you next week.